Once upon a time, there was a sissy who really loved pretty dresses. The sad thing was, this poor sissy felt like his love of dresses and sissy feminization was shameful, and something that he just had to hide from the world. So he pretended and pretended with all his might that he didn't like dresses or panties, and didn't want to wear a pretty red lipstick, and never thought about shaving his legs and acting like a total slut. Poor, sad sissy, hiding it all away on the inside. But even though he pretended so long and so hard that sometimes he even forgot about his love of all things femme, it would still rear its head and remind him sometimes that he just wanted to be a sissy slut. The sissy who loved getting dressed up had so successfully squelched his own joy that he'd forgotten how much he loved feminization. One day, the sissy met a woman who saw right through him. She was kind and smart and incredibly sexy, and very insightful as well. She looked at the man, who pretended he wasn't a sissy slut, and just knew that he'd look great on his knees in a dress, as a feminized sissy. So she started to carefully, slowly seduce him. She worked to bring out his vulnerable sissy side, and one day she presented him with a gift. It was a small box, barely bigger than a tablet, with a satin ribbon tied around it. He opened the box and lifted the tissue paper out of the way and was just amazed at what was inside. The sissy that had forgotten his love of girly things had received a gift of lingerie. Pretty sexy, silky panties and a matching lace bra were nestled into the box his lady had given him. He looked at her, confused. "Aren't I supposed to give you lingerie?" he asked. She just smiled and shook her head. She wanted him to wear it for her, to put on a show, to let her see how sexy he looked in pretty panties. She told him that she really loved seeing a cute male butt in silky panties, and would he please wear them for her? The sissy didn't realize that the gift of panties would be only the first step in a long road towards his eventual total sissification. He also didn't realize he'd never been happier until he looked back on that gift years later. For more, visit my blog at fetishphonesexblog.com or call me at 800-601-7259. Ask for Harper.